Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So recently, Michelle Beadle, former ESPN media personality and broadcaster, who is now a podcast host on FanDuel's Run It Back show, recently had a mishap where she let the N-word fly with the A rather than the hard ER. Now, afterwards, her co-hosts, former NBA players Chandler Parsons and Lou Williams, were laughing it off and made light of the situation. So I'm going to play you guys the audio soundbite, and then afterwards, I'll give you guys my thoughts on this situation.
Michael Porter Jr. recently said, oh, I don't like this, that if the Nuggets don't try to get me on that, they might have to break up the team. Lou, are you buying that this is the last dance for the Denver Nuggets?
I'll buy it. You're going to be in trouble today.
So you guys heard what she had to say. So what do I make of this? Look, I'm going to be very clear here. She was wrong for saying it. However, I'm not mad at her or mad about her saying it. Now let me explain. I'm a pragmatic, realist, and an optimist. So I don't like that she used the word or agree with her using it. But I'm also not ignorant of the fact that people who aren't black use this word quite regularly. Now, she said it rather unprompted, and she let it out pretty smooth, but I also don't think that she was being malicious in saying it either. Now, I'm not caping for her, or simping, or trying to be a white knight. Again, I'm just being realistic about it. Now, hip-hop at one point, and maybe it still is, I don't know anymore since it's mostly garbage coming out these days, but hip-hop was one of the most popular genres, if not the most popular genre. And they use that word religiously. So we know that Caucasians are one of the largest consumers of hip-hop music. I mean, go to concerts and see what demographic largely comprises of the crowd. But it's not just Caucasians. All racial ethnicities listen to hip-hop. Am I really supposed to believe that when that word comes up in a song, that they flat out skip it and don't sing along with it? Really? When they're hanging out amongst themselves as a group, or they're listening to it individually, they're not going to say that word? Really? Again, not just white people, all groups. When they're in the privacy and comfort of their home, am I supposed to believe that that word has never come up or it's never been said? Come on, give me a break. And that's the thing. I don't care. The reality is, whether I like it or not, that word will be used and thrown around. Now, I remember a few years ago, someone that I know, right, he used to live in Oakland at the time, and then he came to visit the city because he had a girl that was down here, and then he reached out to want to chill. Now, a few of us, we went to a hookah lounge, and he overheard a group of brown people speaking amongst themselves, and the N-word got tossed around a few times, and he was shocked. He couldn't believe that a group of non-blacks use that word so casually. And we told him, in Canada, everyone uses that word, whether we like it or not. Now, you can crash out, try to send a message to people to not use that word, but it's so widespread and common that it'll be a wasted effort. Now, I also remember in middle school, a white girl called me that word, and a black female vice principal told me to get over it. And she was so dismissive about it too. So I've reached a point where I'm just realistic about it. If it's a bad word or a derogatory word, then honestly, nobody should use it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But the problem is, despite it being a negative word, rappers have normalized, commercialized, and made this word a staple in everybody's lexicon. So I'm not tripping over hearing Michelle Beadle saying it. Everyone says it in their car, in their homes. You hear white actors saying it in movies and in shows all the time. So look, whether we like it or not, that word is a permanent fixture. And people can try to police it or stop it, but all they'll say is, well, if it's so bad, why do you guys use it all the time? And it'll just lead to a circular argument. Now, here's my thing. When I hear people of other ethnic groups say, oh my God, I would never use that word. It's a terrible word. I actually look at them like, yeah, you're full of shit. The fact that you need to emphasize that you don't use that word tells me that you do. Now, if you don't use it, then just don't say it. You don't need to say anything about it, actually. So I don't understand why so many groups are so adamant about wanting to use this word. But when you ponder on it, I realize that it's human nature. The more people are told not to do something, they're inclined to want to do it more, especially if they don't understand or are not as attached to what they're being told not to do. So this word, really, it only largely affects the black community as opposed to all groups. So these other groups that are not black, they have a desensitization to it. Now it's interesting because Michelle Beadle, from what I've observed, leans more towards progressive liberalism. So, you know, these groups tend to believe that they're more sensitive to black issues, are understanding, empathetic, and even willing to be allies to the quote-unquote black cause. But hearing her say this tells me she's probably not as progressive or righteous as she would like to make herself and others believe. And look, that's her prerogative. I don't think bigotry or racism is exclusive to any particular ideology or race. Anyone can be bigoted or racist. Not saying Michelle Beadle is a racist, but that comment was definitely tone deaf and, at the very least, racially insensitive. But that's not exclusive to her. I mean, really and truly, technically, any ethnicity that's non-black should not be saying it. But the reality is, they are saying it, and they will continue to. And when they're called out for it, they will just default to, oh, I don't think it's that big of a deal. You guys use it all the time. Why can't I? And like I said earlier, it'll lead to a circular argument that people are not invested in and don't generally care about. At the end of the day, as wrong as it is, to have some of the biggest musical artists use it, and use it regularly, might I add, and for it to be constantly used in music and movies, we can't be obtuse that the word would be used by those that are not black. Either you're being willfully ignorant or you're genuinely naive. Either way, the word is in everyone's vernacular and they will use it whether it's intentional or an accidental slip-up. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share with your people. You can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can also check out my books. All of these links will be in the description. Until next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.